talking about a home. From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy.
Good afternoon, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Perry Como with Home for the Holidays, and special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. And also, we also heard the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 25th through the 27th at the Gillian Center in downtown Charleston, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which also happens at the Gillian Center in August. We also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Blair Powell and Janine Tucker, and they're with Stephen Shell Living in Mount Pleasant. And if you haven't visited Stephen Shell Living recently, their entire store is decked out with lots of holiday-oriented home decor and everything that you really need to make your house look special as we approach the Christmas holidays. And we'll also be talking with Patrick Craven, and he's with Holy City Shutters and also Holy City Exteriors. Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. Interior designer Judy Bistany with Judy Bistany Design. And finally, we'll talk with Mac McIntosh with Next Gen Technologies, and they call themselves a low voltage contractor, meaning they deal with anything that's not high voltage, like running. If you want to listen to music in your house, running the wiring throughout your house for Wi-Fi and audio video and that kind of thing. Well, I did want to take a moment and tell you about the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 25th through the 27th at the Gillian Center in downtown Charleston. And we've got a lot of great new things lined up for us, one of which, if you are in the market for a swimming pool in 2019, you're definitely going to want to attend our swimming pool panel of experts. And that's going to be a lecture that we're going to be doing on Friday, January 25th, and it's free and open to the public. The opening day of the Charleston Home and Design Show, we have free admission all day from 11 to 6. And so as part of free admission on Friday, we're going to be offering a free panel discussion. We're inviting about five of the top pool companies here in the Charleston area, and representatives from each pool company will be part of a panel, and we're going to be asking them specific questions that they get a lot from their customers. So it's basically going to cover just about everything that you're going to want to know about when it comes to making an educated decision on buying a pool. And you're going to have the top five pool companies right there on hand that you can talk to afterwards. And so it's definitely going to be a great opportunity. And you know what's interesting? The reason we're doing that in January, and that sounds kind of odd because, hey, it's cold weather and everything, but people have been buying pools for their homes so much that the pool companies will sometimes be working about 4 to 6 months in advance. And so now is the time, if you're looking to get a pool, to visit the Charleston Home and Design Show on Friday, January 25th, and you can be part of listen to the swimming pool panel of experts. Have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Blair Powell and Janine Tucker with Steve and Shell Living. How are you doing, ladies?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
We are great today, getting ready for the holidays coming up soon.
Absolutely. Well, let's start off, ladies, by having you take a moment and tell everybody about Steve and Shell Living.
So, Steve and Shell Living, we have been open now for a little over 5 years, and we are a home furniture and design business. We obviously carry everything from, you know, sideboards, dining tables, our upholstery, accessories. So we cover the whole gambit of home design here. Yeah.
And you got an amazing 25,000 square foot showroom. This past spring, you folks underwent an expansion, anyone who has not visited Steve and Shell Living and seen their huge showroom, which 25,000 square feet, you know, most people live in about a 2,000 square foot house. Well, picture 12 of those, a little more than 12. I mean, it's huge here. And kind of describe the showroom, how you've got it organized and everything.
Well, we've have enough furniture to furnish those 12 houses, uh-huh. and then some. What's nice about having the extra space is that we're able to showcase and do vignettes of all the different furniture we have. So we have an urban section, we have a lighting section. I like to call it our light palace, with lots of chandeliers hanging, a carpet section, rugs. And what's nice about it, it's very walkable and you could see the furniture, whereas before when we were in the smaller space, a lot of furniture was stacked and a lot of pieces were overlooked. Mm-hmm. But now it's much more shoppable, and especially now that we're full to the brim with holidays, ornaments and accessories, it's going to be a fun holiday at Steve and Shell Living. Mm-hmm.
Very fun holiday.
And you know, one of the nice things is as the holidays approach, you might go into a furniture store and they might say, well, we can have this in 10 to 12 weeks, but because you've got so much such a big space here, people can buy dining room tables, sofas, bookcases, case goods, just anything off the floor, right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. We really try to have a lot of variety in what we carry at all times, which is great around the holidays, especially because you'd be surprised how many people do come in right before Thanksgiving and they would like a whole new dining set. Mm-hmm. So we do. We carry so many different varieties of tables, chairs, sideboards, and then obviously all the things to accessorize your home with. Luckily, the thing that makes us different is that you can custom order pieces. So if you do plan in advance and you can wait the roughly 3 month period, 10 to 16 weeks is what it does take to custom order. However, we have so much variety in the store that is available right now to take to your home the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people love that instant gratification. They
yes,
see
they
the,
do.
And we're sitting at, what, about a 10-foot by 4-foot wide huge dining room table. Can you see this, Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day at someone's house?
Oh, of course. This is actually the same table last year that we featured in an advertisement showing an entire tablescape and Ooh. Gave people an idea of what they could do over the holidays. and how to really display and use this table and entertain with this table. So
how many people could sit at this big table?
So the table, this table will roughly hold about 10 people. I always say it's nicer over the holidays. I don't know if you're like my family. Sometimes space, you know, we all kind of shove in together. So it's nice to have a couple extra chairs because this is a very large table and you could always pull more seats up. However, at any given moment, I'd probably say roughly 10 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's, this is just one of many dining room tables that people might be in the market for right now, knowing that they've got friends and family coming to town to entertain.
Yeah. Well,
sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
Let me ask you, you know, a lot of times people don't want to tear up their house right before the holidays to do a big remodel project, but they do want to kind of freshen things up, give it a new look. Any ideas how could someone come to Stephen Shell Living and how could you folks help them to kind of do a room makeover and get a brand new look for the holidays?
There's lots of ways that we could help with that. We have so many unique accent pieces. So just a sideboard or a bar area, a couple of throw pillows in the living room. But we also now offer an in-home design service where, you know, we will help you redesign a room, you know, from top to bottom or just a few accent pieces. But again, especially with the holidays coming, it, you know, it's just a fun time to shop and just kind of spruce things up for family coming in. And lighting, we offer lots of chandeliers in gold and silver finishes, of course, all of our wood finishes. So we really have something for everyone and pretty much any kind of style we could accommodate. Mm-hmm.
Lots of wall hangings and things that you could do to give your room a new look. Maybe your sofa needs a little help, and you folks sell upholstered goods here, don't you?
Yes, we actually at any given point probably have over 50 plus varieties of different pillows and throws and things like that. So sometimes it isn't about having to even change the furniture. It's kind of removing maybe that daily clutter that you have in your life and kind of bringing in small accent pieces that kind of will make it feel and recreate an entire space. So like you were saying, changing a little bit of the artwork, adding in a throw and changing out the pillows, maybe a new rug, just small little changes can help kind of create and re-energize an entire room.
Mm-hmm. What about gift items? Things that things that you might recommend maybe for an office party or maybe some of the neighbors or even family members. You don't have to spend a fortune on these gift items here at Stephen Shell Living.
No, you don't at all. We actually go around for our own personal gifts for our family and friends and look around at all the different ideas and different things that you can gift. I mean, everything from we have our own branded candles and lotions to we carry a lot of variety of women's jewelry and entertainment items. Sometimes I know I need a hostess gift, so gifting a cutting board and neat knives, napkins, things like that, or wine toppers. It's just mm-hmm. a little bit of like the grab and go items just right before you go to a friend's house. We definitely have a huge variety of that right now.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What about holiday items in particular? Like, if someone wanted to pick up a very special Christmas ornament or something like that. What kinds of Christmas holiday items do you folks have here?
We're stocked and ready to go with all sorts of ornaments, a lot of coastal, a lot of very unique ornaments that could be customized and make that really special gift for somebody. Mm-hmm. We also have home decorations like for garland, and we do a lot of driftwood trees and angels, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of good ideas that you could get from that. Plus, like gift bags and wine bags with very kind of funny sayings on them and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. So it's definitely a fun place to just experience the holidays, especially now that it's, you know, there's a little chill in the air.
Right.
And so come in and warm up and walk around. Make sure you have comfortable shoes because we are 25,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm. Right. What about everyone loves a sale. And what kinds of sales does Stephen Shaw Living have coming up?
So we do have our Black Friday sale coming up, which will run the weekend. And we also have a very special, because we are born in London, adjoined around the world. Stephen Shell, as some of you may not know, is from London. That's mm-hmm. where he started. So we celebrate a Boxing Day, which is also like a week-long sale, which is December 26th. And you could learn more about all of our specials following us on Instagram and Facebook at Stephen Shell Living. And also, we do, you know, just before Christmas, we do a lot of Christmas specials where holiday items, Christmas items, they just keep getting marked down and down. So just make sure you follow us on, you know, social media and listen. We're also going to be doing a few radio ads, so make sure you listen to your radio to find out what's going on at Stephen Shaw Living. Mm-hmm. We're very excited just about this coming holiday because it's our first holiday in the new space. So mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of excitement and just a lot of new items. And really, there is something for everyone here.
Very good. Well, where is the big 25,000 square foot showroom of Stephen Shaw Living located?
We're in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, right on Coleman Boulevard, and the address is 640 Coleman Boulevard. And if you need to talk to any of us, 843-216-3900.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And located right next door to Wild Wing Cafe and right down the street from Bottles, which people will be probably visiting quite a bit for the holidays.
Great
as
spot
well.
For the holidays.
Uh-huh. we stock up from the Bottles all the time.
There you go.
So we do serve holiday beverages for somebody coming in wanting a glass of wine or a cup of coffee to warm up, some, you know, beer. So it's a very friendly atmosphere to celebrate the holidays.
Good deal. All right. Well, we've been talking with Blair Powell and Janine Tucker with Stephen Shaw Living. Thanks so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Rick's Lighting and Home, and they're located at 1027 St. Andrews Boulevard in West Ashley, right across from Taco Bell and Pizza Hut. And now we're talking with Patrick Craven with Holy City Shutters. How you doing, Patrick?
Pretty good, Tim.
Good. Patrick, take a moment and tell everybody about Holy City Shutters.
Holy City Shutter Company, we are a fairly new and young shutter company. As far as I know, we're the only company in Charleston that manufactures shutters here in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having to outsource shutters, Decorative, Bahamas, and Colonials.
Mm-hmm. And does Holy City Shutters, do you provide shutters for the outside your home or inside your home?
We can actually do both. Mainly it's for the outside, but we're getting to the point now where we're going to start getting into interior shutters as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. And what are there particular types of shutter styles that you're finding people buying for their homes?
We see that a lot of people are looking for Bahama shutters, even Colonials.
Describe what the Bahama shutter looks like.
Bahama shutter is a fairly large shutter. It covers the whole window usually in one piece. It has two legs at the bottom, and it can fold down and be locked, versus the Colonial shutters, which usually are mounted to the house, and they fold in and lock together into the middle of the window.
Gotcha. So Bahama shutters, you've got they're attached to the top of the window.
Yes, sir.
And they can kind of – and you can lower – the shutter, take the legs out at the bottom of the shutter to, if you wanted it to lay flat to the house, right?
Yes, sir. So a lot of people, especially when the weather gets bad, like the hurricane or whatever, they'll just pop the pins out, drop the legs, and lock them into place so they have protection for the whole window.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And I would guess that most people buy Bahama shutters because they want some privacy, right? For maybe their house is right up near a neighbor's, and they create great privacy, right?
That is correct. I would say in the last couple months, the big thing for our shutter company has been for people that just want privacy from their neighbors, whether it's, you know, one or two windows on the side of a house to keep that side from being looked into, or they'll put them on a porch from one side, you know, if that's just the side that their neighbor's on, to keep that privacy on their porch.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain colors that you have to stick to, or what kind of colors are available?
No, basically any color that anybody wants, we can do. You know, you just get us the color or the number of the color from Sherwin-Williams or whatever, and we can have it matched and we can take care of it.
Mm-hmm. And what are the shutters that Holy City Shutters creates? What kind of materials are they made from?
So the Bahamas are made out of aluminum. And then we have Colonial Shutters, and we can actually make those out of a composite fiberboard or out of aluminum as well.
Mm-hmm. And they're fully functional.
Yes, sir. You can. So we do find that some people would just like them for decoration, and some people do want them to be functional.
So you can get them if you just want them to look good on the side of your house, but not operate, basically.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And okay, so we mentioned Bahama Shutters. We mentioned what was the other type? Colonial Shutters.
Yes.
And Colonials, they usually come in either a solid, like a panelized thing, or they're louvered, right?
Yes, sir.
And you can get them both ways at Holy City Shutter?
Yes, sir. All you got to do is ask, and we can make it happen.
So you can, let's say you decide you've got some friends in town or relatives, and you take them downtown Charleston. You're walking down like Lower King Street, for example. Sometimes you see two different types of Colonial Shutters. Like there's one type on the windows, more on the street level, and then the louvered shutters are on the second level. Have you ever noticed that?
I have noticed that some. I don't venture down into downtown too much, but when we get down, we do see that.
And I was told that it was that the solid Colonials were on the bottom floor because of before the roads were paved, there'd be like mud and things like that. So it would help to block that out, but you get the breeze through the louvered shutters on the upstairs. Are there other types of shutters that Holy City Shutters sells?
Oh, we do. We do hurricane shutters, mm-hmm. but at this time we have to outsource them. In the next couple months, we are working on getting our certification from the American Shutter Systems Association to get certified to manufacture hurricane shutters in our facility.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have a stack of plywood in your garage specifically cut to each window, or you don't have hurricane rated shutters on your house, your house does not comply to current codes.
Yeah, the thing about what we see right now are people that have OSB that are laying around, and especially with this last hurricane, they've gone up and, you know, drilling it directly into the siding, and then, you know, once it gets wet, you know, the OSB loses its wind rating. They're pulling it down, and they have holes in their siding.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as calling us. You know, we can come out and get you some shutters. That way you're not having to keep drilling into your siding. You have something that's permanent, and you can comply with code.
Not to mention the how hard it is to climb a ladder with an OSB panel, you know, carrying that up a ladder and then trying to drill it in and that kind of thing 2 days before a storm is supposed to hit, right?
Yes, sir. It's you wouldn't believe the amount of people that have called us the day before the last hurricane wanting us to come out and install OSB for them. You know, when we have so many people, there's only so many people that we can get to with the crews that we have.
Yeah, right. But you can bring your house up to code if you were to have some hurricane rated shutters installed, and Holy City Exteriors can help with that.
Yes, sir. We sure can.
And you will. There are some insurance discounts you can get too, because I've heard that like if you have plywood or OSB in your garage, there's no guarantee that the insurance company will say, hey, there's no guarantee that you put that up before the hurricane hit and your house got wrecked. But if you've got a hurricane system like Bahama Shutters that are hurricane rated, or Colonial Shutters that are hurricane rated, those are very easy to use. You can close those shutters up, and your house is protected.
Yes, sir. We So we've been talking to some individuals lately that have really high windows on the backside of their houses and really no way to get up or really close a Bahama from the outside. You know, we're trying to come up with systems like pulley systems or whatever to try to get these Bahamas lowered for them so they're not trying to climb up on ladders, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So we're constantly trying to improve how we can help our customers, you know, to make sure they got what they need on their house and try to minimize the dangers of getting up and down on ladders and minimize the time so they can get out of town if they need to.
If someone called Holy City Shutters today, what's the lag time before you'd be able to have shutters fabricated and installed in their house?
Right now, for decorative Bahamas or Colonials, I would say probably give us 4 to 5 weeks. You know, we want to make sure that once we get everything fabricated and we get the primer and paint on, we want to make sure everything's secure before we bring it out. You know, the last thing we want is to come out and for the primer and the paint not to be cured and to put them on and the paint's coming off and or having to touch it up. So we would really rather have 4 to 5 weeks to make sure everything's perfect before mm-hmm. we bring it out.
Mm-hmm. And do it now when we're out of hurricane season and don't wait and, you know, try to, you know, be making these calls right, you know, when a hurricane is threatening. And I imagine you folks get very busy during hurricane season too, right?
Yes, sir. The amount of phone calls right before the hurricane and right after it has been astronomical. But yeah, if you call right now, we can get out and there's really no rush or, you know, imminent danger to do that. So we can take care of it and get it squared away before the next season.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Holy City Shutters?
You can just visit our website at holycityshuttercompany.com. We have a Facebook and Instagram as well. Or they can call us at 843-789-4123.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Patrick Craven with Holy City Shutters. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, Tim.
Good. Take a moment, Brian, and tell everybody about Jilco Kitchen and Bath.
Jilco Kitchen and Bath is a design and installation firm that does specialize in kitchens and baths, but really any area where you have casework or cabinets in your home or business. We have a facility on Clements Ferry Road where you can come and look at a showroom with working kitchens and talk to a designer about an estimate, and we take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So besides cabinets in the kitchen and vanities in the bathroom, where else around the house could Jilco Kitchen and Bath help homeowners?
We do all interior areas of the house, so kitchens, bathrooms, closets, drop zones, which are little areas in laundry rooms or mud rooms, and desks and craft rooms, wherever you want interior cabinetry and countertops.
Home offices.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What about like the shelf units that surround a fireplace?
Yeah, fireside solutions, we do that. Some of them encapsulate TVs, but that's not as popular anymore. Decorative shelving, components for stereos, you know, are housed in some of those. We do all of that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, what's hot these days? What are you finding customers visiting Jilco Kitchen and Bath? What are they asking for?
They're looking for a lot of storage solutions in laundry rooms. Those seem to be getting bigger. Some of them include folding stations or craft or work areas. There's wet areas in laundry rooms. There's storage for all the book bags in everybody's life. They call those drop zone areas for cubbies and shoes. Everybody's got a laundry room that does maybe could use more storage. So that has been a trend where people are looking to, you know, what do we do with all these shoes and book bags?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anybody with kids in school knows exactly what a drop zone is because that's exactly where your kids will drop their book bags.
Right. The drop zone exists whether you have the proper cabinetry or not. Sometimes it's just on the floor.
Yeah, that's where ours are at our house. And I sure wish we had some cubbies. That would be really, really nice to be able to have let them put it away and declutter a little bit.
Yeah, wall sections with book bag hooks and cubbies are the most popular features.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Now, talk about the process. Somebody knows that they want to update their kitchen or their bathroom, but you know, sometimes when you're standing in your kitchen, looking around, trying to figure out where everything is going to go, it can be a little bit of a challenge. Talk about the process. They go to Jilco and they say, we want a new kitchen. What will Jilco do at that point?
Well, they can originate in a few ways. They can just come to our showroom. A lot of our customers either know of us through the magazine or through referrals. We've been in business for almost 28 years now, but they land to us somehow. And then you start out with a concept. So it could be anything from an architectural drawing to just an idea that they've seen. Pictures from magazines and whatnot are very helpful. And you work through that, striving to get to the point of confirming a design on paper and getting the materials in process to get everything fabricated. And then you go into installation. So design, contract agreement, and then implementation.
Mm-hmm. What if there might be a wall that's going to be moved or removed? How does Jilco handle that?
From a design standpoint, we go through the space planning and just move the wall on that side. When it gets to the implementation side, we either have a partner contractor do it. Sometimes the customer may already have one, or they may need one that we refer. So it just depends on whatever the scope of work on the implementation side is.
Gotcha. And, some people might be thinking about maybe renovating their kitchen or bathroom in time for the holidays. And what kind of lead time is Jilco Kitchen and Bath working with these days?
The design process in reality takes about a month between all the decisions that are needed, and that's not the easy. People think it's going to be easy on the customer side, but it's a lot of work on both sides, the designer side and the customer side. So if you say a month from there, and then it takes a month to get into the implementation, so you need 2 months just to be able to get onto the job, and then another few weeks to get countertops on and everything like that. So you're pushing 3 months from initial idea to getting it done. And we do an awful lot of jobs that are more compressed than that. And then again, we've had design files that have been in our office for, almost a year, and they'll happen all of a sudden. So it doesn't hurt to the ideas are a lot easier to come by if you have time.
Yeah, and it's funny what I've discovered in working at Charleston Home and Design magazine over almost 20 years is a lot of homeowners, they won't even want to talk about a project until the new year. They've got taxes, a tax refund or this or that. But rather than wait until January 1st to call Jilco, you could do some of that homework and then pull the trigger January 1st.
Right. There's maybe some of it's kind of intimidation because they feel like they're going to get pressured into a process of buy. But really, when we have a customer that says, I'm probably planning on doing something in 6 months, that's relieving to us because we have a file that we can really take our time with. So it's really better to go ahead and get the file started. It doesn't cost anything. And get, come into the showroom and kind of decide what you want. You'll be much less stressed out during the process.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What about colors? Are people choosing stains or mostly painted cabinets these days?
It's mostly painted, but it's all kinds of paint. Almost every one of our suppliers has a custom color program. Either they're partnered up with Sherwin-Williams color palette or Benjamin Moore. You still got a lot of whites and some of the more neutral stuff, but just any color is exciting these days, and people want it, especially on the coastal side of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular.
About 2 years ago, I interviewed you, and I remember you telling me about this custom color that Jilco Kitchen and Bath had gotten, and it was kind of a navy blue.
Right.
And
yeah.
And I remember at the time I thought, wow, that's bold. I you know, it was sort of before I started seeing it show up. Now.
Yeah, we had a custom color that we did called Gale Force, and it was about three or more years ago. And we put it a little bit of it in the showroom too. We just did it for a customer. Now it's like everybody wants it. We call it Naval now, but and of course there's also 10 versions of this color too. Uh-huh. But it became a standard. Now it's something that people do all the time.
Right, right, yeah. And then when we renovated our offices at Charleston Home and Design, and the editors chose this navy blue for a barn door that we built, and I was like, wow, Brian was right. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you guys are kind of, what are you seeing that might be kind of getting more popular, you know, maybe a year or two from now?
I wish I could tell you a year or two from now. We probably have it. I just don't realize it. But, you know, a lot of the blues are still good. We've got one that we call Haze. I think the color is originally Sherwin-Williams Kentucky Haze, but we didn't feel that Kentucky should be in the name, so we just call it Haze. That's real popular. There's a lot of still a lot of grays, but through the whole the whole gamut of shades of gray is still very popular. So who knows, maybe it'll be orange 2 years from mm-hmm. now.
What's the Haze resemble?
The Haze is kind of a pastel-y kind of almost like a light version of Williamsburg blue that was popular at some point. It's lighter than that, though.
Oh, okay. Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Jilco Kitchen and Bath?
Give us a call at 843-849-6465.
All right. And on the web?
Website is www.jilcokitchenandbath.com.
And that's spelled with a J. All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Brian Fletcher with Jilco Kitchen and Bath. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with interior designer Judy Bistany with Judy Bistany Interior Design. How are you doing, Judy?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Judy, take a moment and tell everybody about Judy Bistany Interior Design.
That's a hard one. Do we have enough time? No, I'm teasing. I have been doing professional design since 1975. Mm-hmm. I started in Charlotte, my hometown, after graduating from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill with a degree in art history. I went on to design school after that to study interior design. And I got started in the middle of the recession of 1975-76 and actually survived, and I'm mm-hmm. still here.
Very good. Very good. So you're practicing in Charleston now?
Yes.
Okay. And just talk about how you have helped homeowners in the past with your trade, interior design.
Okay, I'll be glad to answer that. But I do want to mention that even though I am home-based in Charleston now, that I still have clients in many places up and down the East Coast and still do work in and out of town. Mm-hmm. So, but how do I help my clients? Well, I think that it's important to note that design has great depth. And hopefully I can help my clients understand that we want something that is living and breathing and soft and wonderful. My trademark for my business is creating a backdrop for living. And that's exactly what we do. We create surroundings that enhance the way that my clients want to live. It's got comfort, function, aesthetic, personality, theirs, not mine, mm-hmm. And longevity, mm-hmm. not only of quality, but also of design. I apply principles of design that became apparent to me a very long time ago after I hadn't been in business for very long. And they're universal principles. And in fact, I've written a book about them as well that you can find on Amazon, Etsy, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo. Just do a search under my name and you'll find it. It's an ebook.
Very good. Judy, when it comes to interior design, you know, a lot of people, so I talked to an interior designer a while back who said that Pinterest was driving interior designers out of business. And I would disagree with that from the standpoint that there's a difference between looking at a beautiful room and then being able to execute the design of that room. There's a lot more that goes into that than just what you see. Is that right?
Well, as a matter of fact, you've hit on one of my favorite phrases, which is execution is everything. And you're absolutely right. Pinterest is wonderful. It's a wonderful reference. It's a wonderful way to find inspiration. I use it a great deal, but when I'm looking for things that I want to communicate visually to clients, ideas that I have. But executing is really, really, really important. There's a special way to put it all together. There's a special way to choose the right things. And so, you know, a lot of people think doing it themselves is an easier, cheaper way to go. And the truth of the matter is, if you don't have guidance, you're making a lot of mistakes. And mistakes are always the most costly part of any project. So having a designer to guide you, not only personally to help you define your own tastes and how you want to live, and then to help you sift through the myriads and millions and billions of things that are available to us today, to synthesize all that into something personal is a value that it's just you can't put a number on it.
You know, I don't know if you've ever experienced this. I have, where you walk into a room and you get an instant feeling. And sometimes that feeling is claustrophobic. Sometimes it feels like there's too much stuff in this room. It's just too small for, you know, it's not really something that you speak out loud, but it's kind of in the back of your mind. It's that feeling. And then on the opposite side of that, you walk into some rooms and there's a feeling of spaciousness, even in a small space, there's balance, and it just feels different from that claustrophobic feeling that I mentioned before.
Well, design is a feeling. That's what it's all about. And when you're designing, your main focus is how do you want to feel in that room? And it can be defined in a lot of different ways. If you want to feel formal, casual, coastal, if you want to feel collective, you know, many people are, I have clients who are collectors of wonderful things. That claustrophobic feeling that you're sensing can be pulled off with organization. So it doesn't have to feel that way. You know, if you organize that so-called chaos and those myriad of things that people love to be surrounded by, you can still create a feeling that is comfortable, that you're not overwhelmed by. Without that organization, it is really kind of chaos. But you also, you know, the best compliment I ever have, you know, when someone experiences a project that I've done, is they say it feels good. And so feeling good is the ultimate goal for me. Creating a feeling that is distinctive of something else, again, formality, coastal, laid back, whatever. You know, those are two separate things that coincide with one another. In the end, it always has to feel good. So, and that's part of the nuance of design, and that's part of the understanding of how to make that happen. You know, I always say that when I finish with a project, I want it to look like it all gently floated down from heaven and landed in the right spot. But there's a lot of effort that goes into that. Katie Couric once famously said, there's a great deal of effort that goes into making it look effortless. And that is true. That's very true. But it's all about planning. It's all about considering. It's all about eliminating. You know, when I put a project together, my favorite part is to eliminate all the elements that I'm considering, you know, and synthesize it down into very simplified, wonderful, yummy, you know, great feeling.
Mm-hmm. So it's more than just looking at a photograph on a computer screen on Pinterest and seeing the paint colors and the wall hangings and trying to emulate that yourself, because you could copy all those different things, but then still have maybe a space that's not functional or not
exactly
safe, or you know, and it may not feel the way design should feel, the way a room should feel with good design.
Exactly. Well, Pinterest is the best part of Pinterest is its inspiration. If you are, you know, if you want to copy something exactly, number one, you'll never get the same paint color from a photograph. Mm-hmm. What you see translated into photography, you know, it might say, well, this is a Benjamin Moore color and it's so and so and so and so, and you go out and you purchase that color and you paint it on your walls and it's not going to look like it does in the photograph. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen that way. So it's great inspiration, but to copy it piece by piece and bit by bit, I suppose if you had someone tell you exactly the elements that were in there, you could do that, but it would be very impersonal. And design is a very personal thing. Mm-hmm. Above all else, it should be personal. That's not my quote. That's a quote mm-hmm. from Billy Baldwin, not the actor's brother, mm-hmm. but the Billy Baldwin, the most celebrated decorator of mm-hmm. the 20th century. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a copy of a copy is never going to look as good as the original. That's
no,
true.
That's it.
Well, how can our listeners get in touch with you at Judy Bistany Interior Design in case they would like to talk to you about their project?
Well, I can be reached at judybistanyinteriordesign@gmail.com. I will have a new website up soon, judybistanyinteriordesign.com, or they can reach me by phone, 803-600-8252, and I promise to answer.
And you can always find Judy in the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine. Very good. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Judy Bistany with Judy Bistany Interior Design. Thanks, Judy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design magazine, and now we're talking with Mac McIntosh with Next Gen Technologies. How you doing, Mac?
I'm doing well, Tim. Yourself?
Good, good. Thank you. Hey, Mac, take a moment and tell everybody about Next Gen Technologies.
Next Gen Technologies is a low voltage firm. We've been in business for just over 15 years. We do commercial and residential low voltage, which basically entails everything from structured cabling to audio and video distribution, automation, including lighting control, HVAC control, basically any amenity or toy for the house. Mm-hmm. So
your the three prong outlets in the walls at home, those are high voltage.
That's
and
correct.
So everything Next Gen touches, all of the like the cable that's run through your house,
right. Speakers, TVs, speaker, network.
That's all low voltage.
Correct.
Got
correct.
It. Okay. Good deal. And what are some of the talk about some of the different services that homeowners are asking Next Gen Technologies for. Because you folks offer a lot of stuff.
That is correct, and we keep diversifying almost daily. But they're always concerned with Wi-Fi coverage, first and foremost. Mm. That's a hot-button topic. You yep. know, that's something that we always have to tackle. But aside from that, audio distribution, having music throughout the house, video distribution, being able to share you know, video sources throughout the home and also utilize the speakers along with those video systems is something that goes in almost every house we do. You know, there are outliers and people that ask for certain things that are not typical, but for the most part, those three things are in mm-hmm. everything we do.
Because a lot is changing as far as the you know, people are kind of shying away more and more from cable. Mm-hmm. They've got Apple TV or maybe
that's correct.
Roku or some of the right. other Netflix, of course, and
cutting
and
the cord, I guess.
Cutting the cord, right? Exactly. But you know. Does that mean that everyone's going to have like about six remotes?
That's not necessarily the case. Now, of course, that's why you bring us in. We are about simplification. No matter how much gear you have or how little gear you have, I feel like if you do not, if it's not user friendly, then you're not going to use any of it. Mm-hmm. So usually with our systems, the main focus is to make it simple for the end user. Regardless of their technical experience, because you run into a wide array of people that of different you know, capabilities in terms of technology. You know, some people are very savvy, and then some people are scared of it. And mm-hmm. you know, everyone needs to be able to use it, and that's what is paramount for us.
They just want it to work.
Correct. And a lot of people say that, no, I'm a very simple person. I don't necessarily need all this. But I think that usually what that means, it's code for, I would use it if it was easy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, everybody yeah. likes those features. It's just being able to have the features and have it be user-friendly, not only for the person that is savvy, but also for when the person that's not savvy is, that is savvy is not home, mm-hmm. the other person in the house needs to be able to use it too.
Right. That's true. That's true. And then on the audio side, you know, people love to listen to music at home. You know, you can just pull out your iPhone and play something on the tiny little speaker inside your phone, but why not have that full rich sound of speakers in the ceiling? And if someone doesn't have that, if maybe they're in an existing home, is that something Next Gen can help to retrofit?
Yeah, we are able to retrofit almost everything we do. There are some limitations there, but certainly music, the video distribution, even automating of lighting circuits, we can do on a retrofit application. Always easier if you do it when the walls are open and you can run the cabling, but there are a lot of opportunities to do it. It's really on a case-by-case basis when we do a retrofit, because certain houses have different accessibility in terms of crawl spaces or attic spaces that we can run cable, and a lot of stuff can be done wirelessly as well. So really just depends on what the homeowner's trying to accomplish, and then taking that list and turning it into something that can be tangible, you know, once whether it be retrofit mm-hmm. or even new installation.
And Next Gen Technologies, you folks have added a few different services recently, like landscape lighting.
We have. We are now doing landscape lighting. It was something that we kept being asked about. I think when people hear low voltage, they, especially homeowners, their mind seems to go to landscape lighting. And it's not a big jump for us. It is very similar. I mean, wires in the ground as opposed to in the walls, but the lighting and the voltages are basically the same. Mm-hmm. And we were controlling it anyway, so it was a natural progression for mm-hmm. us.
And motorized shades, that's something new.
Also a natural progression. It is something that we were always asked about, and we partner with some other people that do shades for a living, per se. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not our staple, but we offer them. More so when wiring's not run and they need a wireless application, that's when we would provide them because it's easier for us to just do it all in-house and not have to farm it out.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, a lot of times a homeowner may not realize everything that's available. Like, so when you walk into an appointment with a homeowner, how do you what kinds of questions are you asking the homeowner, and how are you kind of, and are you suggesting some of these other services that they may not have thought about?
That is a great question. I think that because we cover so much, not just on the audio video side of things, not just on the automation, but the other services that we offer, I don't think that focusing on the services is the right technique for me or for the homeowner typically. It's like an interview, really. Mm. I talk to them about what they do on a daily basis, how they use certain rooms. You know, obviously, they know that I'm kind of in the audio-video field, so their answers will tend to lend themselves to be geared that direction. But I think that by talking to them just about their lifestyle, that I'm able to put a package together for them that makes sense at the end for how they'll use it. Mm-hmm. And not just pushing product. I think that a lot of times, and I'm not saying that you don't need to educate them about every product that we sell. Ultimately, I want them to know that, but I don't know that beating a homeowner over the head with a product is the correct approach for us. Mm-hmm. Because really what I'm trying to give them is an applicable technology. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like, for example, would you ask someone in the kitchen, do you do a lot of cooking?
That's right. Exactly. It's something as simple as that. And when you cook, do you listen to music? And if you listen to music, how do you normally consume that music? Is it streaming? Do you have mm-hmm. a large CD collection? Do you have a hard drive with a bunch of, those sorts of questions, mm-hmm. leading questions that get me to, the point of where I'm trying to get to, which is, what do they need? Mm-hmm.
When you wake up in the morning, would you like to listen to some music or maybe watch TV in the bathroom as you're getting ready?
Exactly. Or even as simple as, how do you wake up?
Right.
Use an alarm clock. I mean, right. and that sort of thing also ties into it.
Right. And when you come home at night, would you like it if the lights were already on for you, or
right.
the AC right. was already turned up so that you weren't walking into a warm house or
exactly.
something?
Exactly. Do you always watch the evening news?
Right. Right. Yeah. So you're trying to really kind of find out how the customer ticks and how.
Right. And I don't need a minute by minute, layout of their day, but certainly getting an idea of the features that they would use. And if their day varies, you don't want to throw certain features like, a news channel coming on in the morning or, an application like that. I think you get a feel pretty quickly, how much automation that they would use and how much they wouldn't,
What happens when, let's say it's on the weekend and you're getting ready to watch your favorite college football game and something happens? I mean, what kind of tech support does
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Is it a local thing?
Oh, absolutely. I have a on-call rotation. All of my technicians or all of my qualified programming technicians work a call schedule, and they alternate on a weekly basis, and they always know who's on call and always have someone that'll call you back within 15 to 20 minutes.
Typically. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome because, as I mentioned before, people just want the stuff to work. And if it doesn't work, then they're not going to use it, or they're going to be frustrated and,
exactly.
and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So be able to pick up the phone and call somebody local and be able to walk them through. That's awesome.
I couldn't agree more. And Charleston is a very small town. It's getting bigger and bigger, but I mean, by feel, when mm-hmm. It seems like everyone knows everyone, and word of mouth is very important for a company like mine. Mm-hmm. So, keeping a customer happy, an existing customer happy is important to me as finding a new customer.
Mm-hmm. Making it simple. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about NextGen Technologies?
Well, of course, you can always call us. Our number is 843-871-8531. We're on the web at nextgenusa.com, and we're also on Facebook, NextGen Technologies.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Mac McIntosh with NextGen Technologies. Thanks, Mac.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.